Well, hey there. Welcome back. Welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I am Emily.
This is Jen.
AKA your dynamic duo. You've heard that a few times by now. But we've got something new for you today. Obviously, if you're just tuning in, welcome. And also, I might add, we are on part 4 of our new series. So if you have not joined us for any of the other parts, feel free to go back and listen to those, because they're all about leading up to the holidays of this time of year.
Challenges with eating healthy during the holidays, etc.
Yes, all that jazz. So given that, thanks for joining us. And we are on part 4 of our series. So Jen, what is part 4? What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about how to deal with the busyness of the holidays. So kind of just taking a spotlight, or putting the whole schedules, the busyness, like a spotlight on the time constraints that we can feel during the holiday season. Because the reality is that stress can give us tunnel vision. So you know that that moment sometimes when you feel like your to-do list is way too long, you're never going to get all the things done. You know how sometimes that'll hit you? At least it'll hit me sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing that, I think is fascinating about that is that tunnel vision thing is actually a sign that our nervous system is dysregulated. And so that is when we can use our tools. This is just like a really quick side note, or actually kind of the most important thing, but to take time to take a deep breath, take a minute to think of what you're grateful for, maybe take a little walk, talk to a friend, like do something that adds to your cup, because the tunnel vision or the time's running out, like that's a symptom of your body being in a stress regime. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
No, I liked kind of what you worded it as earlier. You just were talking about like all the extra things.
Oh yeah, should we talk a little bit about the extra things?
Like, talk about that.
Okay, so when you think about the holiday season, so really quick actually, let's first just say, I think that because it is what it is, right? Like for our whole lives at Christmas time, we typically have just done the things we do, right? Like I think we all do, if you celebrate Christmas, you probably do the things, right? Like you get a tree and you decorate the tree, you decorate for Christmas, you maybe do a little baking, you have get-togethers with friends, and then you get gifts and you have gifts to wrap. And even if you minimalize, you still do way more things than you normally do, right? Like just the way that it goes, the holidays themselves adds more things to our schedule, our to-do list, right?
Yeah.
And even if you've cut back on those things, like I said, or even if you don't celebrate, let's be honest, the people around you are probably stressed. Likely they have more things going on than usual. And so the reason this matters is because, well, emotional eating has often been a way for us to, or a thing that we've done to cope with stress, right? So therefore,
yeah, for sure.
It means that the opportunity or the likelihood of possibly wanting to emotionally eat, or the tendency is probably a little higher than usual. So we thought this was important.
Yeah. And it kind of just makes me think of, like, before you said that this time's a lot busier and so we're adding extra things, I tend to think of, oh my gosh, I need to do all the things, and why am I struggling, and why am I failing, and blah blah blah. It always comes back to failure or whatever. But I mean, it's just a reminder that we, like you said, we don't have to do it all, and like it's going to kill us if we do, and then it's just that it's just a cycle, because if we do all the things, get stressed, eat, then we don't get enough sleep, then we do all the things again, and it's a cycle. So
yeah,
I think it's easy to not recognize everything that we are doing around this time of year. And so,
yeah. So that's the problem. What's the solution?
Yeah.
Should we get into that?
Let's get into the solution. Yes, for sure. Do you want to share first or do you want me to share?
Well, I'll let you go first because I mean, I've got a few different things I could say, but not, I think you formalized a few more thoughts so far.
Okay. So kind of what I was thinking in regard to this, it's just like up, down, busy, crazy stuff. So I think the goal for this time of year would be to remain steady. And so this will help us to, you know, have the fewer highs and lows in emotion. So high anxiety, increased fatigue, low joy at Christmas time. Yeah, no, we don't want that. We want all that to be regulated. And I know you've heard Jen talk about that before. But kind of some things that I was thinking about, because like we're running around, we're doing like the kids have more activities to do, and we're shopping and doing all these outings that are seasonal, you know, because we want to take advantage of them. So I was thinking about, like, you know, bringing healthy snacks with you so you can feel like you're not going crazy. And have some kind of sustenance. Bring water. You want to be drinking water, because if you're not, you're going to, you know, opt for other things.
Because water helps our body to do so many things. It helps with detox. So it's going to help flush out the bad stuff. It helps with regulating our emotions. So that's a plus. It's going to help us feel better. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's so many functions that hydration
provides. Yeah, for sure. And then, because we're out all day, plan meals in advance. So, I know you've heard us talk about that, but really, just think about what your week is going to look like and write out the meals. And that way, you know, it's not going to end out in the fast food line.
And maybe not even meals. It would be my suggestion, but that's great. Yeah, but like sometimes when I have planned all the meals but then have too much going on and can't quite get to the meals, then like it's like almost like I benefited from lowering the bar a little bit. So for me, it works really good during busy seasons to actually just be sure I've got options, like the options for healthy meals. So I don't you can write them all out on a schedule, and depending on the person, maybe that works really well. But maybe it's just a matter of making sure you have the eggs on hand and the lunch meat and the like defrosted meat in your fridge, right? Because then you have options to choose from. Maybe it's one of my favorites is rotisserie chicken, like just making sure that that's in my fridge so that I can just grab some instead of ending up at Taco Bell or whatever.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's
so maybe
a great
it's just
idea.
Making sure you've got options, because honestly, you could grab some like little peppers and some lunch meat or something if you were in a hurry. Right.
Right.
Whereas sometimes when I get busy enough, I don't necessarily even bother to order the groceries.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So being prepared for success can look a lot of different ways. It depends on the person, but you know what helps you when you're busy. So
yeah. And lastly,
just remembering to do those things.
Yeah. And lastly, I have plan rest time. Rest time doesn't just get to come when it works for us. We gotta plan it. And so, and this is the hardest one for me, honestly. It's go, go, go all the time. But just like knowing, okay, I'm gonna relax, and it can look a lot of different ways, but to help kind of bring yourself back to just that steadiness. So
yeah, Jen? On that note, the way that my favorite way to say that is to pace ourselves, like, because pacing ourselves, like, it means we get to have all the fun, but we just take a minute in between things, right? We have, our kids are going to actually to a youth camp this weekend, and it's really fun and all that, but one of our kids then signed up for a like volunteer thing at the end of the weekend, and I, like, my mom brain was like, oh, that's great. It's going to be kind of overwhelming for her. Like, as I know, usually by the end of a weekend with their friends, even my kids are, I'm really tired and all the things. And then I was like, actually, if she just paces herself throughout the weekend, it'll be fine. It's just when we go, and don't pace ourselves that we crash and burn later, right? And so that was kind of like, we had a good conversation about it. She was like, yeah, that's a good point. So anyways, that's just a practical example of how pacing yourself applies. But like, instead of her just running around with her friends the whole weekend long, we were just talking about how she could just take a little break and, you know, hang out in her room for a little bit or whatever if she needed to, so that she didn't end up really heated feeling by the end of the weekend. Super adult conversations for young people, yeah. But it was good.
That's good.
It works well for me. So yeah. Anyways, hopefully this was helpful for everyone, but I think those are really great points. I was thinking again about the whole planning for success thing, right? Because if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. And that doesn't just apply with the food. Like Emily was saying, it's with the rest and with the water and the food and all the things. So go be joyful, have fun, enjoy it all at the pace that works for you.
That's right. And Jen, one last thing. What should we leave the listeners with for today?
Well, great question, Emily.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I've got my self-paced course. It is Beyond the Diet Phase 1, and it's giving you a roadmap to food freedom, intuitive eating, like helping people to navigate like the whole getting away from having to count and track and obsess about all the things so that food is just an overwhelming thing sometimes. Instead, it's moving towards like freedom, being able to have the things in moderation, enjoy them, but also enjoy your life. Most important, enjoy your life.
Amen.
So, yes.
I like it.
So if you think that sounds like a thing for you, food freedom, and you would like a little help navigating that, just look in the show notes for the link so that you can go check it out.
Amen. Thank you all for joining us for part 4. Come back next week where we'll be talking about part 5 to be announced.
Yes. Okay, have a great day.
Ta-ta.
Bye.